Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Cindy Martin. It is my privilege and pleasure to share a bit of what I hope will be a little inspiration and maybe a little education with you today. As many of us on the line have stated before, when one is requested to present on the Mojo, we see it as a privilege to have been recognized for having presented ourselves in a way that would potentially ensure our ability to possibly heighten a level of awareness for others, maybe bring some direction, and hopefully share a solid message of leadership. But with that, as most of us would agree, comes a level of leadership and responsibility. The responsibility lies in that we all have the understanding and the commitment that this honor is meant to be, help impart some level of knowledge, inspiration, and insight tucked within our message to help others along their path. Each of us, when asked, are therefore eager, even though we may not always feel ready, but strive to work toward emulating our strongest leaders and serve those listening with a quality message. Therefore, although we are not specifically coached or trained, we might accurately consider ourselves more as leaders in training. Yet each person takes a bit of time to prepare to create what we hope will be to get a message across succinctly while being helpful, insightful, and yet unique. To try to make it stick, if you will, at least for today, if not a bit longer. This time when I received a message asking me to participate as a Mojo speaker, I looked up at my bookshelf questioning, what can I share that might be unique? What do I know others may not be thinking about? What resources do I have at my fingertips others might not be familiar with yet? What am I listening to? Reading or studying, what might bring yet another perspective or somewhat different point of view? The themes I'd like to cover today include fisheries, ecology, faith, trust, and our dreams. Today I'd like to share a concept of something I work with on most of my project as an environmental consultant. This topic is based on a body of knowledge and scientific research conducted in laboratories as well as observed in nature. One of the many books which reviews this literature on my bookshelf is entitled Sediments in Streams. At this moment, you may be wondering, what is she talking about and where in the world is this going? Will this have a shot at inspiring me or even be interesting at all and hold my attention for the next 12 minutes? If you can stick with me, I would like to draw an analogy to tie fish into my personal experience and words I have chosen for this year, including faith and dreams. Many may not know this term, sediment. Sediment is a word used to describe the soil, or the dirt, if you will, at the bottom of any water body, such as a stream, a creek, a riverbed, or an ocean. The sediment comes in many forms, referred to as sediment types, which can be made up of various percentages of small grains of clay, silt, sand, pebbles, cobbles, all the way up to rocks and boulders, and many combinations in between. Furthermore, each of these terms relates to an actual measured grain size and texture in the case of clay, silt, and sand, or a dimension in the case of cobbles, rocks, and boulders. Each sediment type is different, as many factors go into its composition of various grain sizes, colors, and textures. Just think of it like this: the range between a slow-moving creek or a muddy pond versus a clear, stony-bottomed creek or riverbed with a swift, rushing waters or the coarse grains of sand on the cliffs underneath the tumultuous waves of a northern rocky coastline or the quiet, gentle waves over the white sugar sand beach of a southern Caribbean shoreline. Sources of excess sediments, when introduced into the water body by some outside factor such as erosion, storm events, or human activities, can disrupt the native sediment and cause an interruption to the ecological community of that water body. Such effects can be seen by smothering little critters that live in the bottom sediments to those that live on top or within the water column itself, like a fish. When sediment becomes suspended in the water, it causes turbidity. The size of the grain also depends on how long the turbidity will stay in solution and how far it will travel if there is any current, and what effect or effect it may have on the surrounding environment. As the turbidity settles on the bottom or on species that use the bottom or the habitats within the water column, it can be deleterious. In this example, I would like to share a bit about what a fish might experience in a stream or river when it encounters high turbidity in the water column. When there is an excess of suspended sediment within the water column, it can have, as I said, a deleterious effect on fishes. Their respiratory capacity, as their gill surfaces become clogged, can be diminished. They can also become disoriented as their vision is diminished, decreasing their foraging efficiency and their ability to escape predation, and thereby becoming harmful to their survival. Different fish species have adapted to various levels of turbidity in the water column. While some have a high tolerance, others have a very low tolerance. For example, some fish can live at lower oxygen levels of muddy, slow-moving waters, like a catfish, and others require environments of highly oxygenated, icy, clear, cold, fast, rushing, more sediment-free waters, like a salmon or a trout. As a large part of my day, I design and work with engineers to do whatever is necessary to protect the ecological community of a water body when a disruption, such as a planned human activity, is about to take place, like building a massive river or installing structures in the water or deep within the sediments of a stream, river, or ocean. We work together to minimize disruption, keeping the habitat as unchanged as possible during the work planned, and to keep turbidity as low as possible and contained from the surrounding environment. So this past year, in 2022, in my ACN career, I felt like a fish that would have gone through a wide range of these environments. In the beginning of the year, I felt like I was swimming in the waters of a clear, cold, well-oxygenated river. The swift current was running in the direction I wanted to go. I could see exactly where I was going, my breathing at high capacity, and I was swimming fast and enjoying the run. I'm sure each of you may be able to relate or may have experienced at some time in your life what we refer to as flow, or possibly momentum in your ACN career. However, mid-year, the weather changed. A storm came in, and it persisted. The waters in the stream of my life experienced a major disruption, much like that of a planned human-induced activity without containment, as I just described earlier. And thus, the waters of my life and my ACN life became turbid, resulting in both effects on my vision, my breathing, and my course of action. I was now feeling a bit smothered by these disturbances. My vision became more clouded, my breathing increasingly diminished. So at the very peak of feeling like I was swimming in muddy waters, unable to breathe and see the vision right in front of me, to find my way again, to reset my course along magnetic north just like a fish might do, I did exactly what we've been taught to do. I stepped back. I stopped swimming. I took refuge in an area of quiet, safe waters. I took the time between the holidays to dream again, to reevaluate my why. I took stock and integrated many of the lessons we've learned throughout this year from various levels of our exceptional leaders and trainings, everything from Elevate and Emerge events, from our president, Mr. Provenzano, our co-founders, to our Monday morning leadership call, our evening interactive trainings and team calls, our mojos, to the book club, friend Darren Hardy. So much knowledge, so much experience, so much wisdom afforded to us, ranging from personal development to professional leadership and so much in between. Some of the themes that stood out clearly for me this year were For things to change, you must change. Make plans daily, weekly, towards where you're going. Prepare yourself. Pace yourself. Stay consistent. Give yourself grace. Trust the process. Learn from the past. It's not failure, it's feedback. Acceptance. Structure your day. Eliminate distractions. Follow the system. Have faith. You teach people how you want to be treated. Compress time. 1 year can now become 90 days. Focus. In December, for an amazing 2023, Ms. Gabriel suggested we needed to focus and to evaluate our strategic plans. So, I did as she recommended. I wrote it all down. I wrote down my vision, my dreams, my goals, my intentions, while working to install structure, schedules, and layers of accountability for each segment, my days, weeks, months, and the year. I worked to gather the resources I needed to help me in the areas where I require support. I scheduled and committed to weekly appointments in matters that were on my list in different quadrants of my life, from health assessment appointments and baseline testing to attorneys and CPAs to health clinicians and fitness experts. I developed a written plan and a system, a DMO, a daily method of operation, daily, weekly, monthly appointment calendars to assist in my staying on track, staying in integrity with my goals and driving toward the plans I set. I took it out in 90-day chunks and made each level and each step where there was accountability built in, just like Leanne taught us. January came. I was off to the races, following my plan, checking off what I did and didn't do while giving myself grace for all that I did do. I now had a visual representation of all the things I wanted to do and those things that I wanted to get a result from. What was truly amazing, I completed more in 2 weeks than I had in many weeks prior to that. It was evident. It was all on one page, and I was proud. I knew it was helping, and I could see things much more clearly. Even with the serious bout of COVID for over 12 days, here's the thing. While January was going on, and I was laying in bed and thinking about my sheet, and knowing it was waiting for me, all the systems I set up were in place. So when I came back to health, it was all ready. I would be ready. There'd be no lag time. I did not have to invent the wheel or think about it anymore. Just like a salmon or a trout running upstream to spawn, I was able to stay focused, keep my direction, swim right through and through the turbid waters and hop, skip, and jump over the rocks or the obstacles toward reaching the destination. So soon after my health returned, we had the Emerge event in California. So just after that, here in Massachusetts, we also had a huge, icy, heavy, wet snow, and the power in our house went out for several days. No internet, no services, no cell phone. So my husband hooked up a generator so we could prevent our food from thawing at least and charge our cell phones. The wood stove kept us warm in the heat of the living room. There I was with my sheet and my plans, getting electric customers in the dark. How ironic is that? Funny, but true. I had to reschedule a few things, but I knew exactly when and what to do in each of those instances. I was able to make each of the appointments in January. I met a good portion of my January ACN goals. I met most of my plans for our skills training. And hear from the benefit of people who can more easily help you. While I was sick, because my food plan was all laid out, every meal for the whole week, my husband knew exactly what I should eat and he helped me. This month, I actually deleted 8.5 pounds, too. So, the lesson I hope to share with you today, when you feel like your vision may be clouded or your breathing shallow or the path just doesn't seem clear, Take that time. Gather your resources. Do what is needed to find your magnetic north. And then move confidently in the direction of your dreams and focus, just like a salmon, swimming upstream with dogged determination, with a single goal in mind, having faith and trusting. They will reach the spawning beds, succeeding over obstacles, all the way up the river, past the dams, past other predatory fish, grizzly bears at the falls. Be prepared to be nimble, swim past or up or over anything in your way. But as humans, you have a much greater shot at it if you write it all down. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.